Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the Launching Forward Podcast, episode number 22. And today's episode, we're going to talk about kitchen decluttering ideas for parents that have ADHD, like me, and maybe like you, or someone that you know that has ADHD, maybe your friend, your spouse, your significant other. This is the perfect episode on how we can declutter a kitchen ADHD style. All right, let's get started. Welcome to the Launching Forward Podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Leila Aliyah. Let's get started. All right, so for those of you who have been following me on social media, who know me, you know how much I love to declutter, and that means getting rid of stuff. But I also struggle with this because I'm always thinking of excuses or reasons or things to push aside and get things done. I don't know, but for me, decluttering is easy to do, but it's hard to get started. And so sometimes I've hit a wall of what to declutter, what not to declutter, because I'm always thinking, oh, I might need this. It was a gift or whatnot. So I'm going to share with you some ideas on how to kind of let your ADHD brain, your mind, think clearly. And there's some methods that I want to share with you. I've been doing this for about almost 10 years now. I'm going on year 9, actually, of my decluttering journey. When I started in 2015, when I got married, and I had 3 times the amount of stuff. I had stuff that I brought from NASA, Cape Canaveral. I had stuff that I brought from Houston. And then I had brought stuff from my life at Purdue, because I was living in 3 different states for about 4 years continuously. And so when I got married, I had everything in one pile, and I was like, I don't even know where to start. So I Pinterest it, and then that's how I learned about Marie Kondo. And throughout the years, I've applied her method, and I've applied a lot of other methods, and I've come up with my own method, which you guys can definitely find on my website and download, even in the show notes below, on my decluttering guide. So let me go ahead and share with you some fun ideas and methods that can help you. So let's dive in. So you've heard of me talking about Marie Kondo many times. Marie Kondo, Marie Kondo, Marie Kondo. And she's been a huge hit. If you see her show on Netflix called Tidying Up, you'll know exactly like the excitement that people have when they let go of things, and especially with things that don't bring you joy. So my idea for you guys is, like, if you have something in the kitchen that's like really not bringing you joy and you're getting tired of it, it is time to toss it. Okay, just look at it that way. I had some tools that we were gifted, and I never was able to use it. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to offend that person, but I just never was able to use it. So I found a new home for it. And one way you can get rid of things is the following. You can toss it, give it to someone, donate it, or sell it. And I will share this throughout my time doing this. I have definitely at least have made $3,000 from this process. And yes, it was time consuming, but it did help pay for those student loans, if you know what I'm talking about. All right, explorers, especially my fellow ADD and ADHD friends, I have something really exciting to share with you, and I dare you to give it a try. I know we easily get sidetracked, distracted, and have a hard time focusing on the right things we need to put our energy in, but maybe we're just dealing with decision fatigue. We don't know how to study from home, and we have so much clutter around us, both physically and digitally and mentally. Well, I have a solution to this. I call it my OMG for ADD, an organization and math guide for students and parents with ADHD or ADD. It's a free guide for you to use to help you with your math studies, physical clutter, and digital clutter. I developed this guide from my life experiences as I was going through engineering school, working for NASA, corporate America, and traveling all over the world. I've also tried this technique multiple times with my clients, and it's been proven to be successful over and over again. Their grades go up, productivity increases, and the best part is my clients know where their things are. They're not overwhelmed. They're able to think clearly, and they're able to successfully study math from home and are feeling good about themselves, both physically, mentally, and intellectually. So give this guide a try. I'm curious to know what you think. It's on my website at leilaaliyah.com. That's L-A-I-L-A-A-L-I-E-H. All right, let's get back to the show. So using the Marie Kondo method really has helped me find a way to declutter, but also another new form of decluttering that has been huge, huge, okay? Yes, this is your kitchen, but it is a part of you. It is what represents you and your family. I highly recommend you look into Swedish death cleaning, okay? I'll be honest with you. I didn't fully read the book because I can't sit still, but it is a really cool concept. I did get the audio version. I'm going to listen to it, and there's a show on it too called Swedish Death Cleaning, and the story is very powerful, and that is basically, how do you want to be remembered after you pass away? Is this something that you want people to remember you by? Is this a part of you that you want to leave behind in this world? So it's basically leaving the best version of you. When it comes to your silverware and dishes, think of it as things that you want to pass on to your loved ones. Like, is this something that you want your loved ones to remember of you? We actually got rid of a lot of stuff lately because they were stained, they had rust on them, they had lead on them. I did a lead test. And so I had to do that type of cleansing and decluttering for that aspect. But also I had some things that I didn't want my kids to like touch and use anymore. So I applied those methods plus the methods that I've come up with in my guide on how to just use your stuff to declutter. And this is also a perfect time because it is spring, and I do this once a year in my kitchen where I go through everything. I call it my spring cleaning. Think of it this way. If you go extreme, you can take everything down from your cupboards and then just go through everything. But what I do is I go through each drawer. Empty out the drawer, clean the drawer, vacuum the drawer, wipe the drawer down, and then go through each item and bring it back into the drawer. And not everything makes it to the drawer. And then I do that for my cabinets and underneath the sink. And I just give it a nice cleanse and just kind of get in touch with my kitchen again. I have a small kitchen at the moment and no pantry. And so this is an opportunity for me to kind of go through the inventory and see what's there. And it's an opportunity to empty the freezer. Basically, my challenge to you guys is, as you're decluttering, use this time, maybe give yourself a week to not go grocery shopping and eat what you have. Like, eat everything you have. Why do you have that food? It's not there just to sit around and for a special occasion. The special occasion is to enjoy it, period, with your loved ones. So that is my tips for you, what I wanted to share with you, the ideas. Definitely, to summarize, Marie Kondo method, Swedish death cleaning, my decluttering guide that I have in the show notes below, and go through everything once a year as part of your spring cleaning ritual, and give your chance to kind of get yourself in touch with the things that you have and consume them and use them. I mean, that's what the kitchen's for. It's not there for just to accumulate food and not to use your items. And it's also a great way to evaluate if you want to kind of change things up in your kitchen set, dishware, maybe find things that are much more functional. And that's a big thing. We replaced a lot of our cups. They were so stained that it just got to the point where I had to send it to recycling. No point in donating, no point in selling. They were just ready to be recycled. And I got some nice stackable cups that you can stack on top of each other. So actually, I was able to get space back, which was huge. So that's it on today's episode of how to declutter your kitchen for someone who has ADHD. Get rid of the noise, guys. Get rid of the distractions and be able to think clearly, because when you have things that are in order, your brain functions better. And for us as ADHD parents, it's so easy to get distracted by these shiny objects. So I hope that this method will help you be able to be much more productive in the kitchen, as it has for me. And I wish you all the best of luck. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Keep exploring. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com.
All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.